Bob, Steve Connolly, broadcasting live this afternoon at Mid-Ohio Sports Car Course for the Honda Indy 200. Stopped up here in the trailer, talked to Tony Kanaan, and he's had a rough weekend. It hasn't been as bad as some drivers, but still trying to look for a little bit of speed. How is the car going into qualifying?
Yeah, it's been, a tough weekend for a lot of guys. You know, we've never seen so many spins and red flags and yellow flags, so we're looking for grip, really. This track, with this new package, it became extremely challenging, which we expected that. We as a team knew through the year that our weaknesses were at road courses, so we came here and tested, actually, and I was pretty happy with the test. But when we came back, for some reason, what we tried, it's definitely not working as well as we thought. So we're still, we don't give up. It's early. Still, the most important thing, the race has not happened yet, so anything can happen by tomorrow. So, but we're still looking for grip yet and struggling. But it's been an event, like a very agitated session, I think, this morning and the last 2 days. So I don't know what to expect in the race.
Now, Scott Dixon said yesterday after the second practice that you were really looking for the track to rubber up, and the grip's not out there. Did you see that in the third practice? You start to see a little bit more rubber holding onto the track?
A little bit, but the funny part is it used to rubber up a lot quicker. So, starting the session, the track is not there yet, and you see a lot of people waiting to go out. And then, to me, the biggest challenge will be tomorrow with no warm-up. We canceled the warm-up now this year. I think the first stint of the race, it's going to be the most difficult one. So, yeah, I think because of the downforce package, we're not rubbing up the track as much or as quick. So it's taking a little longer.
Tony, you've been around this series a long time. You got 16 starts here. You're still looking for that first win. Is this one of those tracks that you really want to get that win, probably more so than a lot of other places maybe that you don't have that win?
I mean, you want to get a win, but I mean, to come to a track that you haven't won, it's always more motivating, right? So to me, this is one of my favorite racetracks of the year as far as road courses. And it's you're always trying to, to win in a racetrack that you haven't. So I would say yes. I mean, it's a tough track. It's a driver's track. So to win here will mean a lot.
Now, one of the things that we've been seeing with and just watching it on TV is a lot of cars, just a lot of bouncing. Is that a normal characteristic of Mid-Ohio, or is that just something that goes along with this new aero package? The cars are moving around that much?
Combination of both. I mean, there's a lot of elevation changes here, a little bumps here and there, but with less downforce, you're going to see more bouncing because the downforce, for people that don't understand about, aerodynamics, we have wings, but they're the opposite of airplanes. They're actually supposed to keep us on the ground, not to make us fly. So with less wing, the cars are actually more, they slide more, they jump up and down more, and they take longer time to recover after you hit a curb or a bump. So yes, and that's why you guys seeing that, which is, I think is going to make a fun race for the fans. This typically is a track that there's only a couple places to pass, so you can always wait for the right time, and then you have to be a little bit more patient, and I think tomorrow we'll probably change that.
Well, it's going to be a lot of fun for the fans. If you've never watched one of these races here at Mid-Ohio, definitely make sure you check that out. Still opportunity to get tickets to come out. Tony, one final question, and I like to ask this of all drivers, just something a little bit of fun. Who's the better cook at home, you or your wife?
Oh, I'm, that is always the right answer and the truth. So I'm going to give you the right answer so I don't get in trouble. She's an awesome cook. If that, you guys got the point.
Yeah, we definitely got that. And, he's a great racer. He's a smart racer. And he's just proven he's a very smart man at home as well. Tony Kanaan from AJ Foyt Racing. I appreciate it, Tony. Thanks a lot.